ICE and Border Patrol agents raided a Lower Providence Township home Monday, detaining Jose Manuel Cordova Lopez. Cordova Lopez's family is now calling for an independent investigation into what they say was a disproportionate and traumatic show of force. More from Emily Neal.
Guadalupe Lopez recorded ICE and Border Patrol agents when they broke down a door and entered her home on Monday looking for her cousin, Jose Cordova Lopez. She says agents pointed guns at her two younger brothers, ages 8 and 13.
What 9-year-old, 8-year-old is going to have another gun to, like, protect himself? You know what I mean? Like, why are you aiming guns at little kids?
Lopez says she also suffered an injury when an agent hit her in the face and knocked her phone out of her hand while recording. It's been 2 days and the entire family is still grappling with the traumatic experience, she says.
One little noise, somebody knock at the door or something, like we all jump. My puppy, she's like the sweetest thing ever. She never barks or anything. Now, like, she'll hear a noise, she starts barking like crazy.
Jasmine Rivera, executive director of Pennsylvania Immigration Coalition, says agents as well as Lower Providence police, who family members say assisted in the operation, should be held accountable.
We stand with the demands of this family that the officers who assisted ICE be fired, that the agents who terrorized these children from both ICE and Border Patrol be fired. We will support this family to seek damages and compensation for this abuse.
Lower Providence Police did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said agents detained Cordova Lopez, a Mexican national, because his visa expired in 2021 and he was charged last year with a DUI. DHS said Cordova Lopez, quote, weaponized his vehicle and rammed an ICE vehicle before going back to his home on Monday. ICE then obtained a criminal warrant and entered the house. Emily Neal, WHYY News.